Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Ariana Grande's fans are boycotting one of her songs. And I mean, it's not like it's a, you know, it's doing well. It's Seven Rings. They're boycotting, and you would think, okay, well, that's a bad thing, right?
Right.
And Ariana Grande probably has something to say about this. Well, she actually kind of likes it, and here's why. So the reason that the hashtag Boycott Seven Rings is trending on Twitter is because her Arianators are hoping that it will pull it out of the charts and, like, take the number down. And that way, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored will reach the top spot.
Yep.
So this whole thing caught Ariana Grande's attention. She goes, y'all are so insane and funny, and I love you. Nothing funnier than Boycott Seven Rings. So basically, her fans are trying to knock this out of the top so that her other song can make number one, too.
Wow.
Listen, to be honest with you, I'm not mad about it.
Genius.
Same.
Our show is known to be a little different than most morning shows because we always tell you the truth and we keep it real even when higher ups in our company say not to.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm just saying that we see your emails when y'all are like, oh, my gosh, y'all play Ariana Grande so much. And it's like, listen, but that's what's hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that you that are big fans of Ariana Grande understand.
Take control.
And they're like, let's get that other song to the top spot.
Yes.
Now, I am with you.
They're doing it because they just want her to have more number one songs.
Right.
But I would appreciate it so that we can get a wider musical selection. Just, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Ariana Grande.
Oh,
she
I
is
love
one
it.
Of my favorites. Oh, I'm just saying. It's a lot. All right. So let's talk Cardi B, who celebrated her Grammy win by getting her lip pierced for $25, and the guy that did it had no idea that it was her. This is my favorite new thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess it was like an older gentleman. Not old, but, you know, it may be in his 40s or something. And so she comes in, and it's like a quick, easy $25. And then he realized after he saw the entourage outside and she was already in the chair, he was like, oh. And I'm almost positive he actually did that. Which
oh, did he?
Yes.
I feel like if you ever happen to meet Cardi B, and especially if it's by accident, like let's say you work, you know, somewhere in South Tampa at a restaurant, like American Social, and she just happens to like come in because she's here in Tampa for some reason, you have to go.
Do you think that she's going to get absolutely sick of that? Or is she like, yeah, that's my signature thing?
No, it's a good call. No, it is. But you do it, but then you can't say anything else. You just go on. Yeah. Yeah, and then you're like, would you like a water? Or would you like an adult beverage?
Wow.
That's what you do.
But what if you're not waiting on her? What if you just happen to see her across the restaurant? Do you just go, hey! Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay, and you don't get to say anything?
No.
Ask for a picture?
Nope.
All right. Well, now we know. So let's get back to Blac Chyna having a little bit of a crazy relationship. Because if the last time we talked about Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian, we talked about the fact that it was bad between them.
Oh, yeah.
There's like all kind of craziness happening. Well, now she's got a new man in her life. She broke up with the guy that she was with and everybody was concerned about. Guess who she's dating?
Who?
Soulja Boy.
Oh. Blac Chyna is dating Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Yes, that's
how
correct.
How is he bringing his name back into people's mouths again?
He actually just won the Best Comeback Award from, I don't remember which award show it was, but they gave him the Best Comeback Award, which he's sort of back. He, like, has inserted himself, so I give him credit. I just...
Those are like my sixth grade days on the dance floor at the skate factory.
Oh, wow.
And the Soulja Boy, my boys.
Yep. It was a good old time. So anyway, yes.
Hold on, just in case you need a little reference to who Soulja Boy is, this is his hit song, kiss me through the phone.
I don't remember this one.
I do.
Right here.
Wait, did you get down to this, Scott, back in the day?
Yeah, this is the jam. You have your phone up to your ear, looking at that girl across the rink. Hey.
Oh.
You'd have the slow dance at 11 o'clock. That was awesome. Yeah.
What?
And then your parents come pick you up.
Yeah, and then I get picked up in
take
the car.
You by the neck.
Yeah. Well, it was nice for like 30 minutes.
Gosh. Okay, well, anyway. Hey, Soulja Boy, a little shout out. That's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It's time for some money.
Now. Here's today's hot song of the day.
That would happen to be Miss Cardi B and Bruno Mars. You are listening for Bruno Mars and Cardi B, Finesse. All right, that is the hot song of the day, and you're going to hear it between 8:45 and 9 a.m. this morning.
Awesome.
And as soon as you hear it, you want to be caller 20 at 877-999-1015 to get your shot at $500. And by the way, with Bruno Mars and Cardi B, they have the new song coming out Friday.
Oh, yes.
And we will be debuting it at this time on Friday. So
absolutely.
Just be ready, okay? But Cardi B, Bruno Mars, Finesse, that is the hot song of the day. If your Valentine's Day has already been off to a crappy start, Holly's going to make you feel better.
Yep.
In two songs on Hot 101.5.